Ma'am, first and foremost, let's start with the introduction.
My name is Masiriso Mfikwe. I'm a councillor in the city and a committee chair, but I'm here in my capacity as the ANC, one of the ANC leaders. Mm-hmm.
I understand there's a problem. People are closing the polling station. They're saying they're not going to allow the process of voting simply because they don't have the electricity. What's your response as a leadership?
Look, we know that they don't have electricity. We feel that it is wrong for them to infringe on other people's rights to vote because they have an issue. I have addressed them. This is not the first time I'm seeing them. I've addressed them in a meeting and we indicated that we will talk to Eskom. Truly so, I spoke to Eskom and Eskom committed to prioritize them. You know, in Soweto, we have ministers that are off quite a lot. So we asked Eskom to prioritize them. Eskom confirms that they are prioritized. Eskom confirms that they will get their minister on the 13th. And they have been given this information not today, even before today. So they know. We just spoke to Eskom with some of their leaders, put Eskom on the speaker to say what can we do. So Eskom says they don't have material. Their delivery is on Friday. By the 27th, they will have their electricity. So the ladies that we were with here from them wanted an email. So I'm waiting for that email to come from Eskom. But look, granted, there might have been a miscommunication somewhere. But once I got into the field, we spoke to them. We spoke to Eskom. There is commitment for a minister to be delivered on the 13th. You know, so I don't understand what is the issue now. Because no matter what we do, Eskom is not going to bring a minister today. Aiyo, banabana stock. So there's nothing that we can do, you know. But there is a commitment. And I was saying to the ladies, I am here. If the minister is not delivered on Friday, we will go with them to Eskom to hold Eskom accountable. So that is the only thing that we can do. But infringing on another person's right to vote is a criminal act. It's a criminal act. And they can't infringe on people's right to vote because they want to protect their own right to services. People have rights as well. So we must all respect people's rights.
So, ma'am, you know? What is likely to happen? Because from what I get, they're saying they're not going to allow voting process take place unless there's a transformer that is going to
There's no transformer that's coming. The minister is coming on Friday. And that's the truth. You see, they want you, it is wrong for leaders to lie to people. And they want us to lie to them. And we're not going to do that. So, we are not going to. And that is what I told them in the first meeting that I had with them. That I can stand here and say to you, you'll get a minister tomorrow. But I'll be lying to you. So I'm not that type of a leader. You know, my responsibility is to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. But the fact of the matter is, Eskom says they don't have stock, they'll have stock on the 5th or the 13th. That's that, you know. So people, they must allow people to vote. It's their right. As much as all of us have democratic rights, people that want to vote have a right to vote. People died for this right to vote. You know, it's not something that we got from Maburu on a silver platter. People died. People lost families. People lost kids. Parents lost kids. You know, so we can't infringe. So Eskom is making that commitment. That is what we can do. So I'm waiting for that email. We will share it with them. Then take it from there. If they don't believe the email, then the law enforcement must take its course.
Okay. Ma'am, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.